Welcome to East County Magazine's Arts and Music Spotlight.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, the Network for Social Justice. Today, our very special guest is Elisha Cecil. He is an accomplished filmmaker, director, and screenwriter from La Mesa. His films have been featured in major film festivals, including Eyes of Shadow, shown at the Horrible Imaginings Film Festival, and most recently, Amber, a short film showing at the San Diego Film Week coming up November 14th. Elisha will be talking to us today about his journey as a director and his first full-length feature movie, The Last Job. Elisha, welcome to the show.
Hi, happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And I'm also delighted to welcome Heidi Hope, our journalism intern, who's going to be interviewing Elisha.
Hi, everyone. I'm Heidi Hope. I'm happy to be here, too. All right, Elisha, please tell us, how did you get interested in becoming a director, and why did you choose this career out of everything else?
Well, I've always been into movies ever since I was a kid. You know, I think everyone's got like their first memory of like a big film they've seen or something that kind of, you know, inspired them to do what they wanted to do for the rest of their life. So that just kind of happened with me at an early age, and I got really into writing because of my dad's kind of background in English literature and all that. And, you know, from writing, the deeper you get into film, you start to realize as a writer, you don't have a lot of control over what you put on paper and all that. So it kind of became more into, okay, now I have to learn to direct if I want to see what I'm putting on the paper come to screen. And that's kind of what ultimately decided that.
So with that, what types of movies do you like to make?
It's usually genre pieces. Like, I really love Paul Verhoeven, who did, like, RoboCop and Starship Troopers and all that. So a lot of sci-fi work, some horror work, but it's not as fun as sci-fi work to me. And, you know, action movies and all that stuff. I've always loved, you know, a lot of films from the 80s that dealt with, you know, just fun stuff.
So what is your goal after becoming a director? What do you wish to do?
Just keep creating. I'm not like a great businessman and all that, so I've never seen myself becoming like a producer or anything, but, you know, just continued making art and, you know, hopefully just entertaining people down the line somewhere.
That's nice. So for the genre you're currently making, why did you pick it? And what was your goal for picking these types of movies to make?
You know, like I said, I've always had kind of a passing interest in horror, which is kind of what The Last Job is. It's a horror kind of mixed with crime, which I've always liked too in movies. Everyone loves a good gangster movie. And horror was really just something I picked because it's very easily producible when you don't have any money when you're working in film. Yeah, that's always been why horror films always get made, because they're cheap to make, they're cheap to produce, and even if they're not good, people still want to see them because, you know, they're still entertaining to watch. So,
wow, mind-boggling.
Yeah, so it's a great genre to kind of have your start out in. A lot of great directors that work today all started out in the genre, so that's kind of why I picked that one specifically.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling. I've never heard that before, Elisha. Thank you for sharing. Wow, I should try to watch horror movie from now on. So was there anything you think you would like to do differently throughout your journey to become a director?
No, not really. I think if there were any like things to change, is just in the way the feature was produced. Don't ever use your own money to finance your movies, basically. I think that's kind of like a rule that, you know, even Francis Ford Coppola talked a lot about, and he was making his films in the 70s when he self-financed Apocalypse Now and almost bankrupted him. So wow. That's kind of just like a huge one. I would always, like, you know, at least point out to filmmakers trying to make a feature is just...
Yeah, don't mortgage your house to pay for the filmmaking.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, have a budget, someone... And lending you the bill, not your own bill.
Exactly. And don't stop paying the rent just to make a movie. Mm-hmm. So, Elisha, please tell us, what was your vision for Amber and your vision for The Last Job?
Amber was actually just a film that was kind of made with me and my friend Jaron Hempel, my regular collaborator. We did that film together. It was just kind of like it started out as kind of like a throwback, like 70s, like kind of exploitation stalker film, but it kind of turned more into something different, kind of talking about the very nature of... you know, how certain people like women and all that don't feel safe walking home at night. So that's the nature of that film. And The Last Job, it's just, you know, it's something I've been noticing with people, is it's hard to make a check right now. And a lot of people, you know, are, you know, having a hard time out there. And there's a lot of people, you know, doing not such nice things to each other to make sure they get ahead monetarily wise. So it basically, there are a lot of films that we make just based on, you know, how we're feeling at the moment, and I think everyone else kind of shares the same feeling.
So you're saying these movies are made according to the spontaneous feelings?
not spontaneous, just kind of what I think the shared consciousness that everyone feels at the time. A lot of people are, you know, worried about finances, and a lot of people are worried about, you know, if they can pay mortgage next month. So that was kind of the idea behind the last job. And Amber was just, you know, we wrote it right after COVID and was kind of feeling powerless. So we kind of made a film about, you know, people that feel powerless, which is you're walking home alone at night to your home and you don't have any way to defend yourself. So
very surprising.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch them. So in terms of these two movies, why did you give them these names? Like, why did you call Amber Amber, and why did you call The Last Job The Last Job? What I mean, are the meanings behind the movies?
I mean, my frequent collaborator, Jaron Hemphill, he's always laughing. He's like, they're not good titles, but it's just kind of what we went with. Amber, you know, obviously it's named after the Amber Alert, which is, you know, famously what goes off when someone goes missing. So that's why we named that film that. And then The Last Job, it just was kind of sounded like a fun, snappy title to me, because at its heart, it is still a crime film with, you know, colorful characters and all that are, you know, kind of shady, but kind of fun still to follow. So, wow. And it is a last job, basically, that happens in the film. It's not just a pretty title.
Wow, this is very intriguing. I would love to see the whole thing. So what did you aim to accomplish from these two movies?
Well, you know, even though we're still making movies and having fun, it would be nice to kind of get noticed and all that. And it's getting a lot harder right now in the industry. There's not a lot of people working right now. And then AI kind of taking over. It's just been kind of fun to really set out and make films that are all very made, like in camera, in frame, and with human hands and all that. So that was kind of just our big accomplishment with that. And, you know, they're all made with other people that I find really talented and really respect as other artists. So it's just been kind of a collective movement to get, you know, other talented art all put together into these cool little movies.
Well, so. That also sounds very inspiring to me. Like, I appreciate how you recognize the good in other people and how you guys build connection to bring this art into the real world. So yeah. I cannot wait to see them. How did you manage the casting process for these two movies respectively, Elisha? How did you audition and pick your actors? And why did you choose these actors for the cast?
Well, for Amber, it was kind of... It was something that was written with like a specific kind of thing in mind, where me and Jaron talked a lot about, you know, we like writing. The character was supposed to feel like someone that wasn't human trying to pretend to be human. And we just so happened to both have a friend that wasn't really an actress, but she could kind of perceive that. And she talked a lot about it with, you know, she was from Brazil. And she tells us a lot about, you know, how she felt like a foreigner trying to be American, basically, and try to hide, you know, exactly who she was and all that. So that was kind of an empathy that fell into that character that I felt like worked. And then with this new film, The Last Job, it was actually two friends that were written with the roles in mind already. They were both actresses that were kind of out, you know, not working because of the strikes happening last year with SAG. And then they were willing to work as long as they liked the script. So we wrote a script, they were cool with it, and they really liked it. And they also kind of felt like it, you know, worked out both personality-wise. One's very serious and kind of a dramatic actor, so she had the dramatic role. One's a comedian, so she had the sillier role, and that can kind of convey comedy. So it's kind of in between, you know, with how we picked those two roles.
Well, to me, this sounds very surreal, and I like how, like, there is a connection, a personal connection, like, throughout the casting process. And I love how, like, people, like, in this group, like, they strengthen the connection further just by casting and working together to make the movie. So, so Elisha, how do you decide when a script is ready to be turned into a movie or not?
It's really kind of a gut feeling, because I don't think a script's ever really finished. And even when we're filming, we're still actively rewriting. Not to the extent like, you know, like, oh, I have nothing and I'm just shooting to see what happens. But like with Amber, that was just kind of an ever-evolving creature that just came off of, you know, like an idea. And that was kind of very touch and go. And then The Last Job was more like that took weeks and weeks and weeks of rewrites because it was going to be a feature. So we had to be a little bit more careful with that. We had a bigger crew, so we didn't want to, you know, waste people's time. But, you know, then you come across things on set where you can't exactly get exactly what's on the page. And then you just got to be good at, you know, being able to change and evolve just with what happens and what you're given.
That's very inspiring how you guys can be so flexible and manage the workaround really well.
Yeah.
So, Elisha, how do you distribute each movie and what's your distribution and release process like?
Well, Amber was a little more loosey-goosey. We threw it out on YouTube, and it got, like, I think close to 2,000 views and all that, just based on, you know, who saw it and, you know, kind of the marketing we did on social media. And then that ended up getting picked up on, you know, the festival circuit. So we had to, you know, take that one off YouTube and start having that one only seen in theaters. So that one's kind of going through the festival circuit right now. Last Job, we're still waiting to see. Like, we have a couple of interested parties that work at, like, Blumhouse and some other, like, big horror, like, studios. So that'll be based on, you know, if these guys like the movie. and kind of what we do with distribution on that one. So we'll see.
Well, Elisha, I'm excited either way. And I'm sure someone is going to like it. And I'm excited to see Amber. I'm going to go catch it in the theater immediately. So Elisha, most importantly, how do you get sufficient funding for each of your movies?
Well, Amber, that was out of pocket because it was such a small film. Like, it was 7 minutes long and it took us like 3 weeks to make, so that wasn't too bad. The Last Job was a mixture of me, my partner Jaren's own self-funding, which again, I don't recommend to do. But that one, we also had an Indiegogo for that one. So that paid for, like, you know, everyone's meals for the whole week, which, you know, if you guys ever want to make a film and you're not paying actors, at least pay them, or at least feed them, you know, because it's like the very least you could do. So at least with that, we had our food covered, and then we had like an Airbnb covered because a lot of our talent were from LA and they had to have a place to stay. So crowdfunding too. Like, that's kind of the future with filmmaking right now. I mean, I know the Terrifier films were all crowdfunded, so don't ever look down on that.
That's very sweet of you guys. Mm-hmm. I wish I could be in a cast like that. So now tell us, now that The Last Job is coming to an end and Amber is getting released, so what's your upcoming plan after The Last Job is completely finished?
Me and my partner Jaren actually had a whole conversation in the drive down about what was next. He's got a couple ideas that he's kind of itching to shoot up in Arizona where he's at, which would be really fun. I got a few ideas I kind of want to shoot in LA, so it's kind of just based on, like, what we're feeling we want to do. Like, I don't think we want to take something as complicated as The Last Job with so many moving parts, but something definitely that kind of ups it and is bigger than The Last Job, so.
How exciting. I cannot wait to see what they are. Like, I want to watch whatever you guys are making next. And when and where can the audience catch these movies in the movie theater?
Yeah, so Amber will be playing November 14th at San Diego Film Week, part of the horror block. I would recommend going on the website soon because tickets are selling out on that one. Yeah, I mean, it usually depends on, like, if tickets sell, then they'll continue with the showcase for that one. And that one's doing pretty well, so go get your tickets while there's seats available.
Also, Elisha, can you tell us, is there a website or a place where people can go and learn more about you and your film?
Yeah, so I have a Wix site. It's ececil95@wix.com. I got reels and stuff, but I also have social media. This is where really people find me. I got Tokyo Cop Films on Instagram, and then Elisha Cecil Draws if you want to see some of my art. But yeah, the films are on Tokyo Cop. So
very cool.
And listeners, if you just turned in, we've been speaking with Elisha Cecil, a filmmaker located right here in East County, who has a film coming up at the San Diego Film Week, and it's called Amber.
We are out of time for today, but I really want to thank you for joining us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso. And if you missed that website or you want to learn more about Elisha Cecil, we will be putting up an article and the audio from this interview on our website, which you can find at eastcountymagazine.org. Thank you both for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us. Thank you for having me. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Seriously.